This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's been a, you know, couple years since I talked to Max, but it's Max Cavalera. We all know him from Soulfly, from Cavalera, and now from the band Go Ahead and Die, which is actually going to be coming to town. In case you're not aware, Cavalera is going to be in town, bro, this coming Friday, March 8th, at the Substation in Ballard, Fremont area. And the full lineup is going to be with Body Box and Madzilla. And definitely go and check out Go Ahead and Die. Max, how you doing, bro?
Good, man. Good to be talking to you. I'm super stoked to be back in Seattle. I love Seattle. Great memories, great crowd, great shows. And Go Ahead and Die, we're just cruising right now, man. The shows are, the tour has been amazing.
That's awesome, man. So this is a band that you have with your son, and that's got to be incredible. Is this, just tell me a little bit about what it's like being in a band with your son.
Yeah, you know, I like all these adventure projects, things that I do, and I'm not obligated to do just one thing, you know.
Yeah.
Although Soulfly is my main thing, the Go Ahead and Die actually started during the pandemic. We mm-hmm. were like losing our minds like everybody else in the whole world, you know.
Yeah.
So we were like, I started jamming with my son, and he's a really good guitar player. And I noticed that we like a lot of the same music. We out of all my kids, me and him are the close musically taste talking, bonded, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it was very similar to actually how I made how Nail Bomb was created, because I was jamming with Alex, and then Gloria walked in the room and like, you guys gonna make a record, this stuff sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much the same with Go Ahead and Die. She walked in the living room, and we were jamming, and she's like, this sounds great. You guys have to make a band with this. This is killer, you know. And then we made the first record. I love the record.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool. It is a combination of metal and punk, in the rawest form possible, with a lot of real protest, political lyrics that real come from the more of the punk mentality. But the second record is where I think we hit it, the right spot, and that's the one that my son Igor is way, way more heavily involved.
Yeah.
Pretty much, he produced the record, wrote most of the lyrics. Most of the riffs, it's pretty much his record, and I just kind of was part of it. But I'm so proud of him that he just took charge of the whole record, and it came out just fierce, man. It came out so great that we actually got the chance to do a first tour. This is our very, very first tour ever.
That's so cool.
And it's an amazing feeling, and it's again like one of like all the projects that I have, I love them dearly. They're all different: Killer BQ, Cavalera, Soulfly, Nail Bomb. All of them have something about them that I love, and they're unique. and Go Ahead and Die is the same. It's probably the Go Ahead and Die is the most, the gnarliest of all of the projects. Yeah, he's like the, you know, he's like the troublemaker kid that you have.
Yeah,
you know?
Pushing it to the extreme.
I love that. It does. And I get to do that with my kid, and I get to travel with my wife, and it's a family environment, and it's great. It's really cool. And Body Box is also amazing on the tour. Maxilla also. We're also doing. Actually, we're doing a cover of Ministry, New World Order, with Body Box. End of the set, that people love it. It's just going off insane. People are losing their minds on it, and the show itself is, man, intense is the only word I can describe the Go Ahead and Die experience. I don't even talk. I speak like twice during the whole set. It's just brutal music.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I let the music speak for itself, and I let Igor be the front man, you know, being that this is his band.
Yeah.
And he's interacting more with the crowd than me, which is really, really cool, man. I love to see that part of him, that frontman side of him also coming to life.
That's so cool that you're there with your brother, your son, your wife. It's just, like you said, a family affair.
It is. And you know, I wouldn't have it any other way, but this thing just, this project specifically, out of everything I do, that's why I say it's the gnarliest.
Yeah.
And I think this tour is the gnarliest because it's all like smaller venues,
yeah,
where like a lot of it, no barricades.
Mm-hmm.
It's right back to the trenches, man.
It's like a DIY hardcore show. Yeah,
it is. And I was missing that in my life. I wanted to feel that again, because you know, I experienced all that when I was a kid, when I was on my teen years in Brazil, and the early Sepultura shows in America, and then it went away, you know, with Soulfly are much bigger shows, and which is all great. I'm not complaining, but have a chance to do that again. I don't know. It teaches, like, it gives you a whole new enthusiasm, like a shot of energy. You know, I just got a whole rejuvenated my whole passion for metal through this tour, which is amazing.
Oh, man. Yeah, and we can go and see you. Like I said, no barrier. We can go and see freaking Max Cavalera, Igor Cavalera, your son, and also Body Box and Madzilla, and Go Ahead and Die this coming Friday at the Substation. And I wanted to confirm something. So back earlier in your career, we heard a heartbeat on a Sepultura record. Is this the same heartbeat of the son who's on tour with you?
No, that's Zion.
Okay.
He's a drummer of Soulfly. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I get to jam with both of my kids, which is great.
That's awesome.
And Zion is a Soulfly drummer, and I'm working on a new Soulfly record right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, yeah, for later in the year. And then Igor is my second son with Gloria, and he's more the more extreme one, the more, you know, he likes more extreme metal.
Yes.
He's always been more like a rebel, like more of a rebel kid. it's really brought us closer, man. And it's really cool that I get to do that with him. But to me, it's amazing to see the growth you know, I remember him as a baby, you know, and I remember him walking, you know, in diapers and sleeping in guitar cases,
with
Ozzy singing in the background and on tour with them, you know. And now I get to really do that with him as a band member. We also have Jackie playing bass, which is great. My first band with a female in the band.
Yeah,
and we have Johnny playing drums, and we're a solid unit right now. If you know, it's a real band, you know. So I call it a project because it's like the things that I have. But Go Ahead and Die, it does really feel like a band, like a full on band on tour, and it has all the qualities of a band. And it's just an amazing you know, Seattle has always been great. I think whoever is going to be at the show, if you love metal, if you love your metal loud, aggressive, in your face, holding nothing back. Nothing back. This is for you. This is the night for you. Like, let everything out. Let all the aggression out. It's like one of those cathartic experiences that we all get to be part of it on a every night basis.
You know, that's something like I've had, you know, a couple of times I've interviewed you over the years. People have asked like, oh, how was Max? And I said, man, he is a diehard metalhead. Like he is, and not just metal, punk, hardcore. He is a music fan. And that is one thing about you is that I've always respected is the fact that you continue to push and you continue to try new things. Like you could easily rest on your laurels, play the hits, do the thing and you know, people will love it. But you continue to go out there and try new things, start new projects. It's like you're just gearing to always try something new. Is that right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is. It's pretty much like what you said. It's totally right. There's something about to me that is it's kind of like a chase. You know, you're chasing that feeling that you get from the music and from the fans, and I get to do in all different phases and experiment in different, like Soulfly is a different band. Like, we play bigger places and we play big festivals. Mm-hmm. We actually have some big festivals in the U.S., you know, Rockville and Orlando and, you know, Temple of Rock and Sonic Temple in Ohio. Go Ahead and Die is one of those things, like, how cool would it be to build something from the ground up? Yeah. Like literally from nothing, from zero, you know, and get to work with that, had the full support, and I do my part. I play guitar and Igor does what produce. So many people behind this thing. Like I love the input. Like one of our biggest fans is my wife, which is our manager.
Yeah,
and she loves Go Ahead and Die, and it's so cool to see the excitement that she gets from this, and it's so cool to see the fan base is different, man.
Yeah,
we are watching a lot of young kids that I did not see during a lot of the Cavalera shows or the Soulfly show. They're coming to see Go Ahead and Die. It's like I'm actually experienced a new generation through Go Ahead and Die is letting me experience a new generation of metalheads, and that's fantastic. That's so cool.
And that's awesome. That's cool. I didn't realize you could see that difference. But like, I mean, obviously you're up front and you're seeing the different crowd. That's really awesome. So like you're hitting both, you know, the people that have known you for a long time. And then you're getting,
there's always the Soulfly fans are always there. The Sepultura fans, you know, they always come. And
sure.
And I love them. I love them for that. But I noticed also a lot of young new kids.
That's badass.
And even different the way they dress even is different. You know, color hair.
Yeah.
And non-binary and all this. It's really cool, man. Because we do this meet and greets after the show, so we get to like meet them and talk to them. And like I said, the show itself. You pretty much meet the whole front row, and you're gonna, you know, intertwine with them because it's so close. It's a close atmosphere, and a lot of people, you know, they haven't seen me that close in a long time. So I think for them it's a trip too. That's why I think a lot of the shows, a lot of people come and watch and going like, whoa, I'm really close to Max right now. This is really cool, you know.
Hell yeah!
But yeah, it's a fun tour. We still got 3 weeks left.
Nice.
And then I'm gonna continue touring throughout the whole year and writing some more, but it's just like it's a release of anger and energy and also fun. I have fun with it. Like we did this video, I don't know if it's all Drugo Cop,
yes,
called Drugo Cop,
yeah,
where we play both sheriffs, and I created the Sheriff Buzzkill persona. And it's just a crazy, you know, long hair sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually put the shirt on the show. It's the last song we play. I come out as Sheriff Buzzkill during the song Drug a Cop. And nice. I think the crowd loves that, man. It's fun. It's like punk rock, you know. It's like how punk rock has those things.
Absolutely.
We are actually – that's the other thing I'm so proud about, Go Ahead and Die. Is like we don't rely on any gimmicks. No gimmicks.
Yeah.
No fireworks. No powder, you know, no explosion, none. It's just you plug your guitar like the Ramones did in the 70s. That's how we're doing right now. You know, it's like plug in and you count to four and go. It's all live, man. It's so intense. And some nights we're running out of the rails a little bit. You know, it's live. That's what's great about it, man. It's not perfect, but it's live. And I love the Go Ahead and Die experience because of that.
And you could go see it, like I said, this coming Friday at the Substation, an awesome venue. And you should go and support them because Max, like you said, this is going to be an upfront. This is going to be a very extreme show. The opener's Body Box and Madzilla, and Go Ahead and Die. Max, couple more questions for you, man. Just two more.
You got it.
It could be whether it's a book, a movie, music, you know, a friend, anything. What is the last thing in your life that really inspired you?
Really, really inspiring. Dude, that's hard. That is a hard one. I really enjoy watching series, you know, on TVs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually rewatching Breaking Bad right now.
Nice. Great show, time. Yeah.
Amazing. That series has everything, man. It's so, it almost like gives you an anxiety. It's so well done. And I saw an interview the other day because I did some research about Breaking Bad. And apparently Anthony Hopkins sent a letter to Bryan Cranston to thank him and said how much he loved Breaking Bad.
Wow.
And it was just an amazing, amazing series that he could not stop watching. And he felt compelled to write Bryan Cranston a letter. And I love that. That's killer, you know. I would do that if I see a band put an album out that touches me so much that I'll, you know, definitely send an email to them or a letter or something. Because that's cool. That's just show that you just love the art. You're inspired by that, you know. And there's been many records that did that for me, you know. But definitely Breaking Bad is one of my favorite things. I joke that this the Go Ahead and Die tour is the Top Ramen Breaking Bad tour. Because we eat Top Ramen at night and watch Breaking Bad during the day. Yeah, it's life on the road. You know how that goes. You don't get to really eat well, but Top Ramen is like always great, no matter what.
There you go, man. Top Ramen Breaking Bad tour. You can see it Friday at the Substation. My last question for you, man. It's been a lot of, you know, controversy about, you know, AI. People are talking about, you know, AI could replace, you know, DJs on the radio, could replace musicians, could replace, you know, artists. What are your thoughts? Are you worried about AI? Are you going to embrace it? What do you think, man?
No, not really that worried. I don't know. I have kind of a little bit faith in humanity by my own standards, because I would not choose to watch an AI form of anything rather than watching the original.
Sure.
And that's just how I am. And I love that. And I would not, you know, if there's an AI version of, you know, of a band that I like, I will go see the original. I don't want to see the AI version of that. I don't even care to see that, no matter how great it is, no matter how good it is. Because in the end of the day, there's a human element that I don't think computers can recreate. You know, they would try, but I don't think they can. And that's where I stand on the whole thing. It's like that the human thing, it's like our soul, you know.
Yeah.
You can't really replicate our soul. So yeah, not that way. But I know it's a big deal out there and people are using it and misusing, and just like the internet, I think people are gonna use it for good and for bad.
Yep. I agree, man. Well, just wanted to get your thoughts on a couple topics, man. But most importantly, dude, Go Ahead and Die, like I said, March 8th at the substation with Body Box and Madzilla. Come check them out. And, you know, it's an affordable show. It's an upfront. It's like it's going to be up in your face. It's going to be intense. It's going to be an extreme show. Support underground music. Support Go Ahead and Die. Support Max Cavalera. He's given his life to us for music, man. And you know, at least show up and show your appreciation to the man, the myth, the legend. Max, thank you so much, man, for chatting, brother.
Hey, I appreciate you, and I'll see you at the substation, brother.
Sounds good, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care, man.
You too, man. Have a good night. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.